Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
Christmas celebrated in the Vatican, Israel, and the world. And Hong Kong police arrest more pro-democracy protesters. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. In the West Bank town of Bethlehem today, Christians are gathered at the Church of the Nativity, the site they believe where Jesus was born. The town is controlled by the Palestinian Authority, which is hosting events there. Robert Berger reports.
Christmas celebrations kicked off in Bethlehem with a festive march by Palestinian boy and Girl Scouts through Manger Square. They marched past a giant Christmas tree facing the ancient Church of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Pilgrims came from all over the world to participate in the festivities and worship at the ancient Grotto of the Nativity. Espoir Serukiza is from the Congo.
I'm so much blessed to be here, and it's a good place for Christians, for believers.
Turnout is lower this Christmas than in recent years. The 50-day war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip several months ago brought a sharp drop in tourism. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Speaking from St. Peter's Basilica in Rome today, Pope Francis condemned this year's brutal religious persecution in the Middle East and urged peace in Nigeria, Ukraine, and other world trouble spots in his annual Christmas Urbi et Orbi message, calling for an end to violence against vast numbers of children and noting last week's deadly attack in Pakistan. He said, "Truly, there are so many tears this Christmas. Christmas, one of the holiest days of the year for Christians." Sony Pictures is now distributing the commercial and comedy, The Interview, online. That decision Wednesday, a day after announcing 200 independent theaters will screen the movie today. This is VOA News. Syrian activists say Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria have reclaimed the town of Kasiab after fighting with Syrian Islamic State group militants that killed at least 30 of that number. The militants seized the area earlier this week in Hasaka province near the Turkish border. The father of a Jordanian pilot captured by Islamic State militants in Syria is pleading with the rebel group for the fighter pilot's safe return. He appealed to the religious extremists to treat First Lieutenant Muath al-Qasisaba as a guest, not a hostage, telling them that they are all Muslims. Jordan's government spokesman, General Mashal al-Zaban, says his country is stepping up efforts to secure the pilot's release.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
The general overseeing the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq denied militants shot down the plane and strongly condemned the IS for capturing the downed pilot. And Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has announced a series of measures to counter religious extremism and terrorism in his country. The announcement comes a week after a Taliban assault on a school that killed 150 people, almost all of them children, and within days of a meeting between the Prime Minister and his cabinet. Ayaz Ghul has details.
The conference lasted more than 10 hours and the Prime Minister announced its outcome in a nationally televised speech after midnight. Mr. Sharif says that special trial courts are being set up under the supervision of military officers to swiftly prosecute terrorism cases and bring those responsible to justice. He added that the courts will be in place for a period of 2 years. The Prime Minister pledged that he would not allow militant groups and armed gangs to operate in Pakistan. He said the government has decided to move effectively and with full force against newspapers and magazines publishing literature that promotes violent extremism, sectarianism, and intolerance. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Police in northeastern India say the death toll from a series of attacks by suspected tribal separatists has risen to 72. Parts of Assam state remain under curfew today following the violence there late Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi called an act of cowardice. Hong Kong police have arrested 12 protesters as pro-democracy demonstrators returned to the Mong Kok neighborhood that hundreds had occupied for more than 2 months. Police used pepper spray and batons in overnight fighting and arrested demonstrators on charges ranging from assaulting a police officer to failing to produce proof of identity. This is the first sizable rally since the last protest camp was cleared out on December 15th. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.